is the Monte Alto Early College High School Band.
All right, good evening, Monte Alto Early College. This is Jose Ortega from Roma ISD. Happy to be here with you guys tonight. I'll be adjudicating you guys in percussion. Wishing you all the best luck in this performance.
As the world caves in. Drum majors, Gina Aguirre and Gabino Cardenas, featuring solos, Mia Gonzalez, Gina Aguirre, and Leah Valdivia.
All right, front ensemble in the back.
For the La Feria ISD,
a little bit of a non-traditional setup. All right, here we go. All right, good job, snares in the back. Make sure. Good balance and blend with the band. Not too loud, just enough of the touch. All right, so I would try to keep the front ensemble. Make sure it's front ensemble we're lifting. So when we're playing on the board, you don't want to keep the mallet down. You want to think about it as a flow or like a rebound motion of the mallet. So that way we can produce, first of all, it corrects the technique and also produce a bigger sound. Be careful snares on the very back, we can do 60 notes at the end. All right, good unison patterns, unison rhythms. A little drum break going on here in the back. Nice. So make sure when we're between phrases, make sure we're doing some kind of pulsing, whether dudding, whether some motion with our bodies or with our heads. Make sure we're listening in. Yeah, so be careful there with that unison rhythm at the very back. I would use more of a lighter touch on the bells as well. I feel like there's a little bit of a clingy sound. So maybe finding like a lighter set of mallets. Especially since it's the only bell player that you have. All right, good job, bass drums. Keeping that pulse, that steady pulse. Again, mallets in the front ensemble mallets. Make sure we're traveling with those mallets going up. So I'm seeing a lot of this downstroking motion. So make sure we're lifting all the way through the mallet, through the height. Yeah, be careful with snare drums. Make sure we're keeping a steady beat when you're doing those doubles. Keeping that rhythm in. Yeah, all the rim stuff that's happening with the snare drums. We gotta make sure we're locking in rhythm-wise. Keep the heights lower. Remember, rims shouldn't be something to be heard from the audience. It should be something for them to be able to listen to within themselves, just to keep time for themselves. All right, good job so far. Awesome. So I would, in this case, since the battery and front ensemble of battery is not moving that much, I would think about having the students maybe have like a pulse, maybe in their presence. Maybe like kind of like almost not tapping their foot, but maybe tapping their leg. So that way, when they're, not only does it look visually better, but it'll help them lock in better in time. So of course, obviously, also what's going to help is having some vocalization counting in between phrases. Whenever they have rest, it's always good to count. Count out loud, make a certain counting structure, whether it's numbers or syllables. So, good job, Monte Alto Early College. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your season.